British forces who have served in Iraq are facing fresh charges of torture and rape. The International Criminal Court is to consider hundreds of cases accusing British soldiers of abusing Iraqis aged from 13 to 101. The perceived systematic torture took place from 2003 to 08. British MPs are urging the U.S. Senate to hand them documents on Britain's role in the CIA torture program. The Parliamentary Intelligence and Security Committee has called for uncensored intelligence on Britain. It follows reports that Britain had U.S. senators remove references to its role in the CIA torture program. Charities are struggling to cope with homelessness in the European Union as temperatures fall below freezing. In Brussels, where the EU headquarters is located, thousands of people are living rough on the streets. Official figures show that around 4 million are facing a similar situation across the bloc. A report by the Palestinian Center for Human Rights says that Israel is continuing its human rights violations against Palestinians. The report covers the period between December 4th and the 10th. It says Israeli forces killed a Palestinian minister and wounded 16 others in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip during that period. Palestinian and European officials are discussing a UN resolution on Palestinian statehood. Palestine's UN envoy says France, Britain, and Germany are involved in the talks. Riyad Mansour says Palestinians want a resolution to be handed to the Security Council that sets a deadline for the creation of the state of Palestine. In the U.S., hundreds of thousands of people have poured into the streets to protest police racism and brutality. Rallies have been held in a number of cities, including Washington, New York, Chicago, and Boston. Dozens of protesters were arrested during Saturday's demos. The United Nations climate talks in Peru's capital Lima end with an agreement to tackle climate change. Delegates from 190 nations agreed to submit national plans for cutting greenhouse gas emissions in 2015. The European Union says the deal is a step towards a key climate deal in Paris next year.